Hey gang, are you in a band in Austin? You're trying to figure out a way to navigate these tricky waters? Well, let me tell you about the Austin Music Foundation. The Austin Music Foundation is a nonprofit whose mission is to strengthen and connect Austin's music community with innovative programs that empower music professionals and Austin's creative economy. With expert panels, consultations, mentoring, and mixers, AMF's programs provide the necessary tools and opportunities to succeed in the Austin music industry. Simply go to austinmusicfoundation.org, get involved. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys. I have the return after they've been on the show many, many times. The band Sphinx is here. They have a new album out called Live from Earth. They've been on tour for the last year like crazy. They've had some pretty crazy recording mishaps. And, you know, listen, this is a band that is probably one of the best live bands in Austin for sure. And definitely probably out there touring the country. One of the most high-energy shows I've ever seen. One of the most entertaining groups of people with a beautiful sense of humor and also a beautiful sense of songwriting. You know, they write amazing songs. They're one of my favorite bands. I love them as people. I love them as music people. And I love having them on the show. This is probably their fifth time on the show. I think they've been on live shows. They've been in the studio a lot of times. I've been out to see them. I absolutely love Sphinx. Get involved with Sphinx. Get out there. Go to sphinxmusic.com. But let me tell you, man, they came in. They were a little weary this time. You know what it seemed like to me was like someone put them in a dryer and then stuck them out. But listen, man, that is 89% of this music business is getting in a dryer. Someone putting you in a dryer. Like, hey, man, come here. There's some great stuff in this dryer. Really? Yeah, man. Just get in this dryer. Okay. And they, shoo, poof, they close the dryer. Voom, they turn it on. Sha-dong-dong, 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 sha-dong-dong. You're in the dryer. I don't know how long they're putting you in there for. You don't know how long they're putting you in there for. Then they open the door and they pull you out and they go, all right, sorry, man, it wasn't in there after all. Have a good time outside of the dryer. Go figure out what you're doing now. And you're all like punch drunk from the dryer. Now listen, that's an emotional metaphor for what I think Sphinx went through over the last year. When you go on tour forever, you're married, you got a wife at home, just everything is just this chaos. And then you go to make this recording and it turns out to not be what you were trying to do. Shit, man, I've done that. I've spent $150,000 of somebody's money and been like, ah, you know what? I don't like this. And luckily they didn't fucking shoot my face off. But listen, when I made that decision, it was like coming out of the dryer. It was when I came out of the dryer. I was walking into walls. Like, man, I'm dizzy. I'm confused. I don't know which way is up. Now, I don't know if they're as bad as I was then, but they definitely have been through some shit, and they're here. They're going to finish up a new album and probably get back out on the road, get back in the dryer, and see if they can come out and walk a straight line. So stay tuned for that, my dudes from Sphinx. I absolutely love these dudes, and I'm glad that they're here and they were able to make it by. Don't forget, they're playing tomorrow night in Austin, Texas, Saturday, October 10th at the Empire Control Room and Garage. And next Saturday, October 17th, they will be in New York City. For those of you in New York City, they will be playing the CMJ Marathon at the Mercury Lounge on October 17th. That's next Saturday. So get out there and see them if you're in New York. I promise you an amazing show. They look cool. They act cool. They're crazy, and they play great music. What else do you want from a band? Stay tuned and talk to my friends. Road weary, music business weary, but still strong, my friends in Sphinx, all right? Before we get to that, let me tell you what's going on with me. If you are in Houston tonight, coming out to the Continental Club, my band Skyrocket will be playing. We will be rocking the house, exploding the jams. So if you're in Houston, come out to the Continental Club. We'll be doing it. If you are in Pflugerville tomorrow night, Saturday, October 10th, come on out and see us at Hanover's. I bet a lot of those people in Pflugerville, they're not doing the ACL trip. They're not going to come down to the Empire Control Room in the middle of ACL to see Sphinx. It's a couple different kinds of audiences. Ours is a little bit older, a little like, oh, hey, man, do we have to go all the way down there and find parking? Well, you know what? The thing with the Hanovers is it's just a giant street, and you just park on it. It's fine. No problem. I saw The Martian last night. Amazing movie. Fucking awesome. I recommend it to anyone. It's an amazing movie. I read all the stuff about the science on it is real correct, so that's exciting. I mean, look, they could have done fake science, and I would have thought it was real. But this is a great movie. It's got a lot of soul. It's got Matt Damon's a great actor, man. Everyone in there is a great actor. Zuri and I went last night. Alamo Drafthoused it. I love Alamo Drafthouse. I love to eat there. I love to go see movies there. I love the whole thing, man. The experience. It's a great movie theater. If you have one in your town, go out and see a movie in it. But listen, if you're in Houston tonight, go see Skyrocket. It's Friday, October 9th. At the Continental Club, we start at about 10. I suggest getting there a little bit early as those shows do sell out, which is kind of cool. Tomorrow night, if you're in Austin, Texas, I suggest that you go see Sphinx at the Empire Control Room and Garage. And if you want to find out more about them, go see them. Go check out sphinxmusic.com. Pick up their album, Live from Earth, their Hunger EP. Great, great stuff. Great music. Great guys. Great stuff. And if you're in New York City, CMJ Marathon next weekend, Saturday, October 17th, they will be at Mercury Lounge, all right? Sit down and enjoy my conversation with the weary yet strong Sphinx. Let's get down.
Island, a rain is at my bed. I put up, get sober.
What's going on with those unicorns on your shirt?
They're making love. Probably making love, honestly.
Do unicorns stand that far from each other when making love, do you think?
Yes, because they can just shoot from their, isn't it from their horn?
Shoot from the horn.
They're some of the horniest animals.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, actually, in the world of horny animals, they just have one.
So that's true.
A lot of guys have two. Rams. You know. Hey, are you guys football fans?
I am a football fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your team?
The Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The Marshals.
Oh, what about?
I'm a lonely football fan.
Yeah, you are. Are you from Nebraska?
My dad is. Okay. My dad and his family are from Nebraska.
Well, what's the population of Nebraska?
6.
And they have that many fans.
What is it? Is it a good team? So you're a Saturday football guy.
I'm a
Sunday.
I'm a college football guy.
Okay, yeah. Well, that sucks when you're on tour.
Yeah, well,
because usually Sundays are a little more laid back.
I know. I just watch it on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Time Warner, watch baby. ESPN app, and Todd gave me his Time Warner password, so I can watch college football.
I have the access. You want the access?
But they're a horrible team. They really haven't been good in like in the 90s. They were like the best, and they really haven't really been very good since the 90s. So it's just a bunch of people hanging on to memories of greatness and hoping that we'll get back someday. And they really might not. But I'm still a fan.
What team would you compare it to in baseball?
That sounds like my music career. I should look into these Nebraska Cornhuskers because maybe I'll find
it. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for a team that I can get into, but I was looking more on a professional side because Sundays are usually free for me. Saturdays would be fucked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the Cowboys are real close.
Really?
Dallas.
Hey, so
they suck.
So you do watch it on your phone. So how you guys have been on tour since the last time you were on the show? Like you've just been on tour, haven't you? You even put out a live album.
Live from Earth. From before we released that to about 2 years ago. Yeah, it was like pretty steady touring.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what about now?
A lot less steady touring.
Taking it.
Why is that? What's going on? Where are you at?
We are working on just like recording and writing again and. Getting back into like
the music,
yeah, the music of it. Finishing an album,
so you're finishing an album.
Well, we're starting. I don't know. We're
you know the same album we've been talking about for 5 years.
Really? So is it that album that I've had a secret copy of?
version of that. Yeah.
Did you re-record it or something?
Yeah, we had that.
In the process of more re-recordings.
Who knows?
What's going on, man? You guys all right? What happened to you guys?
We had a pretty weird year, I guess, with meeting a producer and some A&R people, and I mean, it was really good, but we learned a lot of stuff, and so we're probably even more behind than we were the first time we were here.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah.
Did they give you the what's what on where you're at? Did you think you were at a different place than they did? I've had that conversation with people where you go in and they're like, "Hey man, you gotta write some new songs," and you're like, "What? I thought I was ready for the big time."
A little bit. It felt also that they wanted to take it to the stars, you know.
I mean, I don't know.
It was definitely a bigger picture.
How do you guys see yourself as, like, a pop band?
We kind of did.
Where in what area do you see, like, what bands of the biggest nature would you see yourself opening for? Or isn't that interesting?
Beyonce.
No, the Grateful Dead's drummer's new project.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, he's using sounds from space. I just heard about it.
Really?
Yeah, he's using sounds from the...
How high are you talking?
I talked to an astronomer earlier today. It was pretty great.
Well, how is that the first thing that comes by myself?
No, realistically.
Oh, how?
Because I care about you guys, like, obviously, right? And I think about you guys when you're not around. And I think, since I know you... And I care about you, and I think that you're a band that can do more than a lot of bands can because of your sensibilities musically, and outside of even just your performance, just simply based on your ability to write these songs that I walk around singing when I'm not listening to them. Like, they'll pop into my head. And that's my favorite song. I sing that one all the time. And so I see you guys as a band that could bring, that could do something like a God damn it, who's the all the other kids with the pumped up kicks? You know what I mean? Like, you guys could work on a level where you would cross over into pop music and be like the cool band with an actual cool song in pop. And so I see you there. Is that weird?
That could be a life.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of the one of maybe our.
I mean, that'd be it's cool when bands are able to pull off a pop song that's actually cool, like a song that sounds like it doesn't belong on the radio.
Yeah,
but it's hard. I think, like, Sphinx is, we're right. I don't know. We're kind of like straddle the pop world and the rock world.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But that's what I mean. Like, I feel like you could push. You're ready for world domination. Is that weird? You guys are so quiet.
we could dominate the world.
Yeah. I see you with that kind of potential, and also at a time when you do things enough musically where you wouldn't be shut out by radio. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not like a three-piece, you know, with a stand-up bass and jazz guitar. You know, you're doing things. You sound relevant.
So. I think that's what we were kind of doing with, like, the producer and the people we were kind of working with in New York and stuff. It was, they kind of felt similar, like they heard songs on the radio there. They kind of related us to and thought that we could do that in our own way. And we tried a few things, and with them it didn't quite work out. but that doesn't mean that we might create something.
We were kind of pushing our limits to, like, how poppy can we get and still be us? Yeah. And we overdid it, and it was that made it a weird experience. So we've kind of spent, like, all summer, I guess, pulling back and seeing, like, where are we really? Like, a lot of the stuff we've released is poppier than probably we should have been, in a way, or more not like, poppier, but like
more focused on a certain direction, rather than
I see songs that I already know of yours that you just put on there, and then people respond by celebrating. I wouldn't try to make you do something more. I mean, is that weird? I like that you guys the way you are.
No, oh, yeah, trying to write.
So, yeah, that's, right? We're trying. That's, I think it was like we tried to, with the team that we were working with, to take like push ourselves in a popular direction, and it sounded really felt forced. Mm-hmm. Sounded strange to
sure.
to write at like where we're consciously trying to become popular,
right?
You know, and there's like a place where we all feel comfortable writing and like we and experimenting and like not thinking about parts in terms of like, is this a good hook. Part for a pop song, right. or a hook, yeah, or like, yeah, you know, yeah. but taking yourself to a place and
like, do we love,
know,
this like, part
do, yeah, does this feel good here to us?
Yeah. See, I think you guys have natural pop, but it is organic. Mm-hmm. There is an organicness and a you-ness, a very unique to Sphinx sound that you got. I bet it's hard also to bring in another person when you've been so insular creatively.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. None of us have ever been in other bands with other people.
We were like, whoa.
Oh, to be a fly on that wall.
It was a great experience, like until the end, until we realized that we just wrote some really bad songs.
Yeah.
It was really great. So it was
okay, so now you've just stepped back. You're reapproaching the record that you were making before.
Yeah, maybe with some new songs. We're probably with some new songs. And
do you think that you picked up, because I know this from when I was in a situation where I was off, when I was sent off to write with some professional writers, mm-hmm. although some of them I didn't use because they were forced and kind of like, oh, we have 4 hours to write this hit song for your new thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so they would, you know, they were songs I would never play. But I picked up some stuff from this one trip that I went on that was very influential on me creatively. I learned all these things from like these 6 different people I had these weird songwriting encounters with, mm-hmm. that I still use today. So when you came out of those things and you started writing, did you have some new tricks in your bag?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely all for the best. Like, we learned a lot. Yeah. A lot about ourselves, a lot about... how we need to move forward and how to do that right. Whereas, I don't know.
And you're not still all in the one place?
Not anymore.
No.
Oh, ranch? On the ranch?
Oh, no, you moved over by Strange Brew. Yeah, that was years ago when you guys were first on. Wasn't it like 2 or 3 years ago?
Uh-huh. Me and my wife live a little
it's been north a year and a half, yeah.
We're always out there still. We're out there a lot, but...
Yeah.
And we all live within like a mile from each other, so it's okay.
Still the same.
We still feel each other.
That's good. That's good. So, so new songs, are you, when you guys write, do you write them together, the new ones? Or does someone come in with an idea, or does someone come in with something almost finished, and someone says, hey, what about this?
I think we're about to start doing that again, actually, so we'll see. But I think for the songs I've been working on, I've been trying to keep them as bare bone as possible so we can just get in the room and, you know.
Rock.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
And then rock.
And then rock.
Yeah.
Choose a song. Let's rock.
Yeah. And so you've got a CMJ show coming up Saturday, October 17th at the Mercury Lounge. You guys know what time you play?
I believe we play at 10:30, around that time.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Should be a good time.
A fun time. It's a good...
Sells out every
year. Are you going to be doing a lot of new stuff? At this one, what are you looking for at this CMJ? Because whenever someone goes to like a music conference, they're like, oh, you know, we need a booking agent. You guys have a manager. Maybe you're looking for a label. Maybe you don't want a label. Maybe you're looking for a soulmate.
We're just looking for some good drugs, honestly. I know. Get in through the showcase.
I'm not going to say anything, but I've seen some in the basement of that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a few down there.
It goes down in the basement.
I like that basement because they let you smoke there still because they used to.
Yeah,
you could just smoke cigarettes all you want and whatever else.
And whatever else.
Lots.
No,
of
but
cigarettes.
Yeah, Nicole.
If you're into that sort of thing.
I mean, yeah, we love Nicole. She's doing the showcase, and she always has a lot of friends up there that like to come see us, and she's always kind of. Doing our thing up there, so it's always a good time for us to come up there.
Yeah.
Aside from the drugs.
Aside from all the...
It's also...
You guys, what happened to you? Because it seems like something. you guys look like what's the Beatles album? Like Beatles 65 or what is it? The one where they're all on the cover and they just have been on tour too long. It's just like they're just tired.
Maybe that's what happened. Like sad.
I'm not saying that about you guys. I'm just you seem so quiet and reserved. You know what's funny is you are you're not the sprightly little kids that were once.
We understand
on the show.
Life now, you know. So.
Yeah,
life's rough.
We went on a couple trips ourselves.
tell me about touring this last year. Where all have you gone? And what all have you seen, boys?
I guess this time last year we were on like a 31-day tour or something like that.
How many days out of that do you play?
Every single one.
We played like everyone. We didn't have a day off that
one. And your voices are, you know.
They stayed, actually.
Do they?
That one. Maybe it was a cold weather. That's weird. That we did actually say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Typically, Corey's lost his voice on tour. I've lost my voice on tour before. Mm-hmm. But that tour, we really did it. I don't know why.
That's great.
Yeah. I think it's because on other tours, the time I lost my voice, it was from sleeping in the van, and it got down to like 4 degrees or something like that.
Yeah,
and so then we were just all sick after that.
And we had just eaten a whole like box, like a box of like 3 pounds worth of chocolate cousin or uncle gave us.
It was like every time we needed another chocolate bar. There's like 40.
And my cousin was like,
I don't know why we did that.
Yeah, your cousin gave us. He was like, take us to your family and friends. And we just like, hey,
yeah, I met one of my cousins for the first time. I've never met him before.
Yeah, it was one of those weird cousins.
Yeah, he's like from like part of the family that lives in where was it? Spokane, Washington.
Oh yeah,
and never been up there. We played a show, and he came out and brought his son, and they're real nice. And he works for like one of those chocolate bar companies that sells like fundraiser chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah, like world famous chocolate.
And so he and gave us like a world famous huge crate of that, and we had that for the tour, and like it was just so much.
I thought he gave them to you guys to sell.
We could have used the money for that.
Could have
got some gas money.
Exactly. It's going to a really good
company. So how do you eat it all?
After doing all that touring, how do you feel? Do you feel like it's there's some places where you've really picked up, where things have really, you know, going there a couple times, hitting it a few times has made a difference? Because I see photos and stuff all the time, and it looks like your crowds are good.
Yeah,
photos from one show that you keep on.
Those are stock photos.
We found them from the Foo Fighters, like just Google Foo Fighters crowd. Green screen.
Some cities we really do, and some we really don't. It's like a weird.
I think
mix.
That's how it is for everyone.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean,
and we're trying to like focus more on the ones now that you know, like we just went to Cincinnati
for a one-off.
Cincinnati is one of our better ones. We just drove there actually 2 times in a month, and they were actually
we sold out
shows.
Last time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was in the venue show.
So that gives you guys. I mean, you're still building it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're still nurturing it even while you're working on this record, getting out there and doing shows and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to, you know, be more selective about the ones we do, not go play like you know some. Like, I don't know, surround like a good date in Cincinnati with like 4 cities that we never play or don't bring any people in or something like that.
Right.
So
when you do a lot of these tours, are they, you guys did Stepdad? Didn't you guys do a tour with Stepdad last year? And a lot of them do you do on your own?
Pretty much all of them. We join up with people like Holiday Mountain every now and then.
Okay.
Or we did ones with them and other people every now and then, but mostly just us.
And how was the response to the live album?
It's live been really good. Earth. Yeah,
I really enjoy it. Positive. By the way,
awesome.
You guys remember last time when you were in there, and you guys, even when I saw you, I think it was like at the Mohawk. You did what's the Asia song?
Heat of the Moment. Heat of the Moment.
Hey, you're welcome.
That's like a song that like I mean you took a song that I really don't like but I like it. And then on this one you did I don't wanna lose you.
There was actually a review. It was for a Cincinnati show. Yeah. One of these magazine I think wrote about us, and they said that was one of their comments was that
somehow like we took two of the worst pop songs in the last 20 years and
well that's
made them actually
like,
listenable.
Yeah. Well, the Cher song I actually love anyway. Yeah. So that didn't. I actually do love it.
Yeah. Sure.
I always sure, gets me going.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Get you up.
How do you guys have to get clearance and shit for that when you put them out?
Oh, you know.
Or you just go...
I don't know.
I think we let our people handle it.
It was the 90s, but I was in this band, Mr. Rocket Baby, and we had this song that me and the guitar player wrote while we were watching Sesame Street one afternoon. Obviously, hi. and we took this riff, you know, and at the end of it, I sang the first two lines of the Sesame Street thing, but like in a different key, real high, whatever. And all these people would say to us, like, you know, you know, you're gonna, whatever. And the lawyer that we got then, who's still my guy now, said to me, well, I think it sounds good. And that's what people like about it, is that Sesame Street thing. Mm. And no one's gonna see you unless you're making a lot of money. Yeah. And so I've thought about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think twice. So, okay. Yeah. So anyway, people do that.
That's comforting.
So we're not going to tell anybody.
That's cool.
Well, they're like, when you do make a lot of money, you could end up in a, what's the band? Bittersweet Symphony. End up in a situation where you don't get anything from your song. But, you know, fuck, everybody knows it.
Yeah. You start a new band.
Yeah.
Different names.
That's true. That Sam Smith song that like Tom Petty gets all the royalties to now.
Does he get all of them, or is it a split situation?
Might be a split, but I think he gets like a pretty significant amount of it.
It's hilarious.
And then like, yeah, it's just funny.
Pharrell and all that, right?
The royalties
didn't really hurt some of them.
I would risk it all just to get a cease and desist order from Hathaway. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's too on top of stuff.
Like, he calls you personally, would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
Or his people, even better.
Yeah.
Is he German or something? That sounds like a foreign idea.
I don't know. It's kind of like a Euro.
Yeah, it's so Euro that it seems like an Italian guy or something.
Yeah. That would make sense.
You know, in the 80s, I don't know how I got hooked up with this guy through somebody and somebody. I lived in Houston, and there was this guy that was living there that was like a famous Italian guy. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, he's in Houston for like a couple of months, and I think that you should meet him and go meet, you know, talk to him about what he's doing and maybe write some songs with him. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty young. I was like 20 or something. So I was like, all right. So I go to this dude's place. It's like, so rich. It's like in the nicest area of Houston, like a penthouse condo in the nicest place, just the whole deal. He's got his whole keyboards thing set up, and it's all electronic and dance stuff. Uh-huh. And I remember when I was talking to him, he was like, well, the first thing I'm gonna do is his name was like Sabatino something or something Sabatino. It was a super Italian name, but he's like, but I've changed my name. And he handed me this notebook, and it said Keith J. Adams. Why would you do that? What a terrible name. Like, what's the J for? He had no, the J was just, it was just a J because it sounded cool.
Like, I've seen these American names. It yeah. Looks, this, Sam Smith?
This, I think, would be a good American name. Like, yeah, no, I don't know. Keith J. Adams, like, that's terrible.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
Keith J. Adams.
You heard of Keith J. Adams?
You guys didn't go to Europe. Did
no.
you?
No, we had, no. Okay. We had talked to someone about this. Maybe we
mentioned. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
Do you guys ever get to play beach festivals? Cause see, that's what I see.
That's, life, yeah,
that's what I have. See standing on a beach,
be
dancing in my bathing suit and a cocktail, and just 50,000 people on a beach.
Be
there's a festival like that, right? Isn't it in Alabama?
It's
like the beach festival.
Hangout.
Yeah, that's it. Hangout.
Yeah, it's got like white sand beaches.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures of that. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
Yeah, there's not really a good
beach festival. Yeah, we only book beach festivals.
We could go to a spring break, a Padre or something.
Oh, yeah, we have thought about
it. Play that bar.
As goofy as it is.
Yeah, a lot of...
That would blow the... I mean, you know, it's either a cover band or a great dance band. You know what I mean? That's who's going to make an impact. Like a dude with an acoustic guitar. Like, don't send that motherfucker to spring break. He's going to get eaten alive. And I personally don't... I was once at a party, Paris Hilton. Oh, no. Perez Hilton party. Here at South by Southwest, and it was like everyone, like Beyonce's sister, and like all these kind of like dance music people, and like it was super awesome. And the fucking Indigo Girls headlined. What? And then these two chicks came out with acoustic guitars and just totally killed the vibe.
What is that? What's the Indigo Girls hit?
I don't know, but it has Rasputin in it. I know that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I never liked them. I get them confused with the Sarah McLachlan or whatever.
How many times do you show up in a city and you're doing a show with a band, like a metal band or something weird like that? Does that happen?
It happened not a while, but yeah.
When we first started, like, it happened first, before. That one, I think we probably talked about, but we played with this, like, Breaking Benjamin cover band.
That was our only show in Mississippi. Yeah, both bands on either side of us played a Breaking Benjamin cover.
Stains.
That's good. Weird.
Stains, yeah. And they were, like, wearing camo, and the singer was like, right now we're gonna cover what's one of the best vocalists in the rock business right now, in my opinion. That's like Breaking Benjamin, and I was like, didn't the guys just before y'all do a Breaking Benjamin cover?
I guess that's the town's favorite. I
haven't heard about Breaking Benjamin in years.
I like the intro to the song. One of the best singers in the rock business right now.
He was a very nice guy. Yeah. If you've ever listened to this, we're sorry. You're a really nice guy.
And thanks for letting us borrow the PA.
Thanks for letting us borrow your PA. But you played a fucking Breaking Benjamin song.
I don't even know who that is.
See, it's probably...
One of those bands that sings like... Like that.
Yeah, like that.
And they have 7-string guitars and stuff.
Yeah. Because it's louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like a Creed band.
Yeah.
A band that sounds like... In the vein of the like Creed, whatever Creed. The Creed genre is.
Yeah. Whatever the Creed genre.
What genre? Once again, I'm going to keep on coming back to this, so you guys define yourselves. What genre are you? What is your thing?
Our music.
You guys
genre?
Never even answered the initial question.
What is our genre?
Yeah. Here we go. Quiet again.
They were thinkers, you know.
I see you as rock and roll. I see you as glam. Yeah, actually, believe
rock.
It or not,
glam is definitely...
You know, your songs are big, you know, mm-hmm. You've got a big sound, you look glamorous.
Thank you.
Are there any new costumes? Not costumes, but, you know, stage wear I might know about?
I'm actually breaking into these two, but I found a new jacket.
What?
Wow, this shit. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Yeah.
I'm telling you, how did I get here? We break stories.
Yeah. Dude, literally break it. You snapped it open.
Yeah, it's about time. I think we'll probably all get new jackets by the holidays.
Yeah.
Are these the same jackets you've had for a while, or do you have
at least for the big...
Well, Aaron's got...
How do you clean those leather jackets that you wear no shirt on? sweat profusely?
It's pretty bad.
Do you keep them in like a rubber thing on the road so you don't have to smell it in the van?
Oh, no, we smell it.
No, you smell it. Definitely smell it.
You know what?
You get used to it after a while.
I was blessed with the
it's
terrible
It's just part
nose,
of the ambiance.
It smells like home. Yeah. You know, if you have a family who has like a really bad smelling house and you don't really realize it, and then you move away for college and you come back and the house still smells like shit, like you're probably gonna like it just because it's a familiar scent, you know.
Yeah,
body odor is just kind of something that you just gotta develop the right association with it, and that's not bad at all.
Definitely <That's> doesn't ruin long trips driving. You just got used to it.
How's your van?
Ooh.
Oh, it's dead. Yeah,
it is?
Yeah.
You flying to New York?
We're flying to New York, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's better anyway. Mm-hmm. What all do you have to take? You take your guitar, got to take a computer.
There's a lot of... guitar. I'm going to rent a smaller keyboard and not bring a big one, probably. And then there's backline drums and backline mouse.
But I have to use my kick, so I'll bring that.
Backline drums, but...
Yeah, we're bringing our kick.
That's a lot better.
That'd be very simple.
I like that. When I go up there now, I always rent stuff. Yeah. I just take my computer and my I actually take my controller because I'm always scared a controller is not going to communicate with my.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you can rent too. Just rent whatever.
Yeah. Well, I rent stands and, you know, an amp, and everyone rents stuff. We actually now people are renting guitars because they just don't care anymore. I mean, they don't care anymore. They're just like, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't care anymore.
So, yeah, because I've never flown with my guitar before. So, like, are you able to keep... I have a friend who's a musician.
And sometimes.
He said, like, you don't have to check it if you're using it.
You don't.
Okay, because I really don't want to check it.
Yeah,
you've got a soft case. That's the way to go if you're not going to check it.
Oh, I do actually have a soft case. Yeah.
Oh no, that's not the way to go because you got to put it in the thing, and people can put stuff on a hard case. So take the hard case.
Because they
can
put. Okay, cool.
Get there early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's usually the best bet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And usually, if you're a musician, I've gotten drinks after the drink thing is gone because I'm in a band. And they don't even know what band. They're just like, hey, band guy, come here.
That's cool.
Hey, man, can I get another vodka?
Maybe someone will smoke us out up there.
Yeah, someone's good. They do. The pilot, you go up in the front and get high with the pilot.
just like a big cloud.
But that's usually just reserved for Keith Richards. They'll open it to Todd, though.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to like get open that. So, they'll open it. Then
join the Mile High, the real Mile High
Club. Mile High Club.
Get the Stony Jam. When you guys go in and do sessions, how long do you work? And are you late night people, or are you?
Yeah, very much late night.
We do more building during the day. We try to do stuff during the day, and it always just feels weird. You can know that it's light outside. Mm-hmm. People are watching or something.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is like. It's like in your psyche. Almost, like,
if you like, we've just always worked super late at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this even though your band's at a beach in my fantasy, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a great
With beach balls that are lit up all over the ocean.
Firework.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those bioluminescent plankton, so the water's glowing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna
we got to develop a festival just for you guys. So it's just the one show you're doing in New York? You're not doing anything else?
Just a Saturday night, yeah.
What are you flying in Friday and flying back Saturday, Sunday?
We something like that. Fly in Saturday morning.
Oh,
shit!
Fly out Sunday morning.
Fly out Sunday morning.
That's a no a fuss, no muss.
Fuss, no muss.
6:30.
What's the airport? Newark.
Oh, that's a drag because you can't really do a lot of the festival stuff.
Yeah, we tried it. We always got lost.
Yeah, we failed last year pretty bad.
If we took the time, we probably would.
Yeah, I think last year we did 8 shows at CMJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so we didn't see anything.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And we didn't do anything besides.
What'd you guys do at South By this year? Oh, I saw you one day. We did a thing. I was there at the thing. I kind of hosted that, and then it just kind of like nobody cared.
That's right. At Lucky Lunch.
Lucky Lunch.
At Lucky Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
With Marty did the DJing and Prom Day did the DJing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That Iron Tom... It was like, what's his name? The son of somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah. They were cool.
I love seeing you guys play. You know that. And I love your music.
We love seeing you.
I love Live from Earth. Can you see me in the audience when you're there? There's a lot of people and I, you know.
Yeah, not these days, but we used to see you. Just like have a big flag or something for us.
So you got a show here in town this weekend, but this will be coming out after that. This, cool. Unless it comes out on Friday. So, do you have any other shows planned for later in October or November that we can talk about?
Not in Austin.
Did you see the festival?
Well, what are you doing elsewhere?
We're doing a residency in San Antonio.
Really?
In November.
At that 502 place?
It's actually at Limelight, but it's the same
people,
guys from 502 bought this bar called Limelight, which is on St. Mary's, which is a college strip down there.
I know where that is.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet, but I mean, I'm sure they do. I've seen pictures and heard what they've got there, and like they're really bringing that venue back up to, I don't know if it really ever was cool, but they're making They do a good job with like production and sound. It's a bigger space.
And so what's your residency? I got listeners in San Antonio.
Oh nice.
I got people everywhere.
I got people global. It's Thursday nights And I think we haven't announced all the bills yet. We're bringing a couple friends down from Austin to play.
Oh, yeah? And then, who do you bring when you bring people? Obviously not me.
Kind of whoever's available. You want to come?
You should.
It's kind of hard to...
At a thing?
Yeah.
I saw you guys at Poster. The reason why I brought that up, I saw that at the 502 bar. I played there this summer.
Oh, nice.
I can't... It might have been in June.
That's a good bar.
Yeah. It's a cool spot. It's a good place.
Did you see their cut flyers? Yeah. They always vandalize us there.
Our flyers always get vandalized. Somebody does.
No, I saw it in the backstage. It was in its pristine state.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
There was one good one.
Yeah. Actually, there's been multiple vandalism at 502.
People tend to get mad if you put posters of us without shirts on in front of the urinals.
Well, the thing is, I think that if you don't know you, sometimes when you see people with a shirt off, it seems like in 1990 Sphinx? Marky Mark. No shirt. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe that's why no bands.
Or
do
Justin
that.
Bieber.
But people like Marky Mark, though, right?
Yeah. And he's popular. Or,
I mean, Justin Bieber, he has posters with his shirt off.
Yep.
True.
And Usher is a shirt off guy.
That's true.
But I think
he made that famous.
I don't know if people understand your sense of... They should understand your sense of humor. I do. Should.
They've definitely got a sense of humor vandalizing posters, though, because that's pretty enjoyable.
I think
enjoyable.
That's disrespectful, bro. So who are you taking?
Take a bit of respect from me.
Who are you taking to San Antonio?
We're still waiting to hear back from some people. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because these are in November, right?
Yeah, they're in November, so we're seeing who's available. Because I know they have some touring bands coming through, and on two of the weekends, I think we're going to bring down some friends from Austin, depending on who's available, because everybody's working a lot right now, it seems like.
That's good.
Possibly, Major.
Yeah, it might try to be Major. I think Crocodile is going to come down for a show. Cool.
You guys need to hook me up with some new bands for the show, for the podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. Crocodile would be a great one, actually.
Crocodile?
Yeah. If they like talking.
What are they like?
They're hilarious.
It's
the coolest people.
They're kind of like, have you heard Islands? Or the Unicorns?
I love the Unicorns.
They're like the Unicorns.
Kind of lo-fi. Oh, well, then I want them to come on my show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get them on the show.
Get them on the show. You know, I had this fantasy of at some point I'm going to get it together for a birthday party, but I want you guys to play my birthday. Isn't that weird? Awesome. Yeah. My birthday's next Wednesday.
We'll play it.
I don't have a scene. I don't have a scene.
We'll play in here.
Do you guys DJ?
Oh, yeah.
Any of you
not
DJ?
Yet. We could figure out in about a couple.
I did. I downloaded virtual DJ, but
knowing your musical, think your musical tastes are, that would be a good DJ set.
Yeah. We should really learn.
It'd be cute if it was the three of you guys, too.
on one turntable.
Sharing one thing.
One thing drinking. What do y'all think? What do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You like the scratch I just did?
It would be very cool to do a DJ set because, three guys doing the job of one guy. We're pretty good at, if all three of us together are about as good
usually
as one
equal
guy,
about
one. Yeah.
So we could do a successful DJ set with all three of us probably.
There was my friends owned a store and I can't remember what it's called right now, but I put out a record 10 years ago, and part of my listening party that they organized was you listen to the record and I guess I hung out. and then I DJ.
Nice.
Vinyl.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, but then I realized, I was more like, hey, check out this Wings song you've never heard. I wasn't the world's greatest DJ.
There is kind of a science to it.
Yeah, there is.
You have to, keep the BPMs, pretty comparable.
Yeah.
And you can't, drop down in, BPMs in between songs and stuff like that. It's not quite as easy as...
And there's a vibe. You gotta create a whole movement that happens in the within the set of music, you know? Just like you do in a concert. You gotta have a good programming sensibility. No awkward pauses. So you guys have never DJed? Do you like any DJs? Are there any people you're like, hey, this guy's DJing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Corduroy is a really great local DJ. He does. He kind of produces. He
did
a
remix.
More of own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and does chill wave stuff. So he's I think he pulls samples from other places, but he makes really cool electronic compositions. I don't know. Todd and I were we drove back from like Memphis and jammed a bunch of like house and like trap stuff on the way home.
Where do you find it? Where were you looking? Like Spotify? Or
Spotify's good.
Okay. SoundCloud seems to have a lot of that stuff. Yeah. You can get like dudes' whole sets on there.
Yeah.
And the related artist thing is awesome because you can like listen to.
That's
like,
true.
There's this trap band with two Keys and Crates, and I found like 10 great trap bands since then. It's a really good, dance, so it's awesome. And it's like, it doesn't always pick up like popular bands. Like you'll find a band with like 20,000 views on there, and they're awesome.
I bet you guys should make a Spotify playlist for of other music that you listen to. Like, hey, check out Sphinx. You do?
Yeah, we got
Maybe I should get hit.
They weren't on the page for a while, but they're on our Spotify page.
Now. Okay. So I'll look at it. Yeah. You know what? I do them, but I never make them public because I feel like everyone will make fun of me.
Wait, you listen to that?
Yeah.
Wait, you listen to that?
What do you got on me?
People for listening.
I've got like
gross.
I've got like a cool. I do have one that's super badass. It's all like 60s French garage rock girl bands or girl that singers, which is really badass. I'm a huge fan of French.
Music. French does the arts
and French, like the way that French people express themselves musically, agrees with my thing. I, in fact, since the time of MySpace, when I saw that there was a style of music called French pop, that's what I always put first as the description of my music because that's what I aspire to be. I mean, even like the you know, like fucking Phoenix is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
These guys are amazing. These guys are French. Daft Punk. Yeah. Those guys are French.
Justice.
French.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
I never.
Stereo.
Through the years.
France and Australia.
And you got French fries.
The two most stacked.
Yeah.
Music talent right now.
INXS fan.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh yeah.
No, they're all right. They're you know, they have a couple hits, you know.
Are you guys?
I don't know if I've ever heard of them.
Is there any kind of weird new cover you've been working on that's going to surprise people that we can spoil?
We find a new cover.
Actually, that's probably.
We have some of the works that we've been talking about for a while. There's like a catalog of.
There's like
the worst songs.
The cover criteria of like like what most people would call bad songs that are also tend to be one hit wonders and pretty dated.
If it sounds kind of vibey and good on its own, it's not really good to cover. Okay.
But I don't, any ideas?
No, but how did you come across the Outfield song? Like, you just knew it from growing up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watching too much Bill and Ted. And
I mean, that song was huge.
Yeah.
Like, it was like inescapable. It was like the Hey Yeah of its time.
Every movie intro.
Or like All About That Bass or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody still knows that song.
People probably hated it back then. All this fucking song. And we're like, yeah, cover.
I think I liked it, and then just it became uncool to like. And then I just, once I started listening to it, it didn't resonate with me anymore. I remember I had an uncle, too, at the time that was like, kept on telling me he picked that song as a hit way before anyone knew. And like, he kept on trying to tell me he knew all this stuff about the music business just because of that. I knew that was going to be a big song when I first heard it. Nobody knew it.
Nobody you got to write a song like that Outfield song.
Yeah. I heard on the radio and I thought this song's going to get big.
Isn't that your favorite? Like, I have tons of people like that in my family. I have, you know what? I tried to record I have this uncle that will say things to me like, dude, when you came out with that one album, like, I mean, I didn't understand why you didn't end up on tour with, like, Stone Temple Pilots or some shit. I mean, look, you're never going to be as good as that dude, but... He always says shit like that. It's really, like, he'll start building me up, and then he'll be like,
But you can open up for the guy, probably, like, when it was, like, local tour or something.
Brilliant art.
Yeah.
But just backhanded, like, is that a compliment or is that an insult? Yeah. I don't know.
If I'm as good as that guy, you can open up for
him. It's like people who are like, y'all are real good. Y'all ever think about like trying out for American Idol?
Yeah, that's always a good one. I had one guy I was playing a wedding in Dallas a couple years ago, and I went downstairs to smoke and outside of the building, and there was a security guy outside, and he was like, I heard your band a little bit. And I was like, yeah. He's like, man, you guys are good. I was like, yeah. He's like, You ever think about trying to get famous?
Yeah.
No, not at all, sir. I went into this hoping that I would end up playing everyone's fucking wedding.
Do you have any hopes of, like, trying and being big at all?
Do you ever think about that? You ever think about trying to get famous?
That's such a great question.
Is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything, like, cool you guys want to say?
We said some cool stuff.
We
could say some cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, people should get out. The people that are listening that are in New York, which I know you're there because I can track you.
Through, it's like 79 of you right now.
Through my thing. CMJ, Mercury Lounge, Saturday, October 17th, around 10 p.m., along with Holiday Mountain. What's Ezra's new thing called?
It's called Pow Hour. Pow Hour. Like
Pow Hour.
Pow Hour.
Is it like, is anything like Black Taxi? Is it your music out? I just hear that.
He didn't even say anything to me.
I always think that guy doesn't like me.
Really?
I always think everyone doesn't like me. I thought you guys didn't like me.
What?
Really?
No,
we don't.
I'm just joking. No, he is a very sweet guy. Yeah. And I did see him when I was there.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think he's like looping stuff and has some samples going. And it's kind of like his songs he's written, but produced a different way.
Cool.
Not sure.
I like Black Taxi. I always thought the same kind of thing as you guys. I thought that they could take their thing and what they're doing could cross over into a pop world.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
Yeah, great band. They're still going to play? Or is this new thing, I mean, it's over?
I don't know. I kind of think that it's at least on hiatus if it's not.
It gets hard, man, when you just tour and tour and tour and tour, you know?
Yeah, those guys are on the road so much.
Yeah. Do you know this band called, Star Parks? This guy Andy Biancooley. He was just in here. He was talking about this band. He was in Preservation. Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They were really cool. But they got the road. They got beat up and on the road. You know what I mean? Like it just beat them up. like it just beat them up like, and then like they, you know.
It'll beat you up.
It'll beat you up, man.
Yeah.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
So but you know what? Your music is so fun. Like, it would be a drag if you played, like, Elliott Smith music and you were on the road all the time. Like, there's no levity, but there's a lot of levity in your music. That's what I like about it. There's some kind of celebration happening that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I don't want to be happy with music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's a hard thing to do when people can make me happy and I enjoy the happiness in the music as opposed to getting mad. Like, what the fuck are they so happy about kind of thing? And not like you've got happy music. You know what I mean, though? There's this, you know, you jump up and down at your shows. You guys are all sweaty, dancing around like freaks.
Energetic freaks.
Yeah. And, sorry, this was a long time getting together, this podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry, too. We both had cancellations.
But we're here now?
Yeah, we're here now. Yeah.
I remember that. Wait, the last time though wasn't. No, it just became. Did we come back before we did that phone call interview with you, where you called us on two?
Yeah, you guys were on a live show last year. Remember that at Strange Brew?
Yeah,
that was
fun. Are you doing any more of those?
Yeah, I've been doing some over at the Townsend. It's a little smaller of a place, but it's a cool place. Have you guys been out there? Uh-huh. I bet you guys could do like cool ass showcase in there. It's a small room. It's weird, but it's really good.
Nice.
What's check it out. It's across the street from. From the Paramount.
Okay.
They got very fancy cocktails. They have like the guys that make the thing, like the, you know, the guys.
They have the mixes and
mixologists?
Use egg wine.
Mixologists. And in fact, they have a thing where if you invent a drink and then you get a cut of every sale of that drink forever. Like a what do you call it?
Commission.
Like a commission. And you, like if it was a song of yours. You get a royalty? Cut. Royalty. You get drink.
Royalty?
That's what it's called. It's called royalty. They get a royalty off their drinks.
Oh, man,
that's pretty cool. Pretty
awesome. And they have a How Did I Get Here drink.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How you been doing it?
I didn't invent it. It was invented by Justin, and I think they only serve it when we do the things there.
Yeah. We'll try to buy it when we go in. Get him some money, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
Was it made of, do you know?
It's got some kind of very nice citrus. He told me on a show, but I forgot. It's a citrus vodka, lime. It's nice. Funny because when he debuted the drink at the live show, he was one of the guests. He said, well, when you wrote me and asked me to invent a drink for you, instead of making it seem like it was an honor, it was like some burden I burdened him with.
You made me do this.
So, all right, get out there and see them Saturday, the 17th of October at the Mercury Lounge. CMJ is a great thing. Look for them playing at, what's the name of the place in San Antonio?
Limelight.
Limelight in San Antonio, great place. Great guys, Sphinx. Is there anything that I'm missing?
Anything?
Anything?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm serious about the Grateful Dead drummer guy. He really is having an album. You should check it out.
Oh, really? What's his name? That was
I have no idea.
Mickey, yeah. Mickey Hart. Isn't that the guy? He did Mickey Hart.
This like 70-year-old astronomer told me today. Anyways, oh. So check it out. That's new. It's big. It's fresh.
Okay.
Great plug.
Great plug. Yeah. Everyone pick
hire
up,
me.
Pick up Live from Earth. It's such a great it's a great album. Sounds great too. Oh, that's what, before we go.
I like a space.
How many did you take a thing and record the whole time? Fuck, I forget to talk about what I want to talk about on this
show. It kinda just happened on accident. Actually, we showed up at a show, actually three of the shows on that really long tour. One that we did in February.
Okay.
Just happened to be like, hey, you want me to record the show? And we've never really even had that before. Like,
yeah,
it's happened once before. So we were just, they ended up giving us full Pro Tool sessions. So we mixed and matched and then.
That's great, man. So what cities was it recorded in?
Steamboat Springs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Missouri?
Get high there legally.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the person the booker who we got to stay at their house, they had a whole jar on the counter.
It was like, take as much.
Yeah, it was like band hospitality
and a grow operation in the garage at the house that we had to ourselves like for the night.
It's pretty cool.
It was pretty sweet.
Okay, so you recorded it there.
That's what he said. That's really where we recorded it.
I'm so sad. You know, my episode 420 just came out on Friday, and has nothing to do with weed.
Oh no,
like zero.
We could
I didn't think about it until it was done.
If you could switch the title.
Yeah, you could.
So what other cities? Sorry. Steamboat.
Missoula.
What's Missoula?
Nebraska.
Montana. Missoula, Montana.
Wow.
Just
that's the coolest shit. So both those places? Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the nights we played two nights. So they recorded it twice.
Hey.
That's great. Yeah.
That's really cool, man. I hope you do more live albums because it has a nice vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing you guys live. Anyone that's out there, get to sphinxmusic.com. That's Sphinx with a Y. Is it not normally with a Y? Is it?
No, well, the actual like iPhone changes it to I if you try and spell it.
Bastard.
Were they prejudiced against naked cats?
Or the devil.
Huh.
The devil.
Look for them on tour. If you're in New York for CMJ, do yourself a favor and head on out Saturday night, October 17th at the Mercury Lounge and check them out along with Holy Mountain and Pow Wow Wow? No.
Pow Hour.
And our friend Ezra. Yeah, that guy's a good guy. He's a handsome devil.
He is.
I bet ladies like him more than...
like us.
And us.
No. I didn't say that. Yeah.
We know, man.
All right. We made a mockery of this whole thing. Thank you for coming. I'm glad to see you guys, and hopefully we'll get to hang out soon.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. Those are my homeboys in Sphinx, man. It was great catching up with them. And you see what I mean? They seem a little weary, but you know what? They're going to make it. Those guys have a great bond with each other. They make amazing music. And you can see that music tomorrow night, Saturday, October 10th. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, they will be in Austin, Texas at the Empire Control Room and Garage, Saturday, October 10th. Check that out. And next Saturday, October 17th, they will be at the Mercury Lounge playing their official CMJ showcase in New York City. If you are there, get out there and see them, man. I know we got a lot of people in New York listening to this show. So get out there and see Sphinx, Mercury Lounge, October 17th, Saturday. All right? Hey, listen, while you're out there checking out sphinxmusic.com and doing all that kind of stuff, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can like our Facebook page. It's called How Did I Get Here? You find out all kind of updates, see pictures of the guests, see pictures of me with the guests, see pictures of the podcast, get updates on me and the guests. What the heck? That's what Facebook's all about, right? You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. You know, get involved in the podcast. If you like it, let us know. Leave a comment and tell us what's going on. Let's hear another song from the Great Sphinx. Don't forget that if you're in Austin, see them tomorrow night, Saturday, October 10th at the Empire Control Room and Garage. Next Saturday in New York City for their official CMJ showcase at the Mercury Lounge. All right? Have a great weekend. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you're out tonight, October 9th, if you're in Houston listening to this show, Skyrocket, Continental Club. Do it up. Okay? Have a great weekend. Let's get down.